Here is the English translation of the text you provided. Note that the original text is already in English. Oil gains 3% as India reconsiders Russian oil amid fresh U.S. sanctions. Oil prices surge nearly 3% after Trump slaps sanctions on top. Russian oil firms. Trump says he expects to reach deal with China on trade, soybeans, possibly nuclear arms. Russian drones attack Kyiv for second night, officials say. Trump calls for cheaper cattle, more grazing lands in effort to trim beef prices. Rules-based trading system at risk of derailment, says UN chief, US to announce recipients of plutonium for reactors by year end. US upstream oil and gas dealmaking slumps for third straight quarter amid low prices. U.S. trade chief says he does not see imported beef flooding U.S. market. Nexans reports mixed Q3 results with strong transmission offset by Connect weakness. Trump administration in talks to take stakes in quantum computing firms, WSJ reports. Thales 9-month sales rise 9%, reaffirms 2025 guidance. Europe firms agree satellite merger to counter Starlink. Heineken targets mid-single-digit revenue growth in 2030 plan. Sodexo forecasts slower revenue growth in 2026 on U.S. challenges. Woodside enlists Williams as investor for Louisiana LNG as construction ramps up. Roche raises guidance even after weak dollar weighs on sales. Australia stocks higher at close of trade. S&P ASX 200 up 0.03%. Exclusive U.S. malls curbs on exports to China, made with U.S. software, sources say. EIA crude oil inventories reveal unexpected drop, signaling stronger demand. Mexico's economy grows 0.6% in August from July. Analysis: Trump's Colombia tariffs would flip U.S. policy on drugs. Trade: U.K. house price growth slows to 3.0% in August. Polish consumer sentiment falls in October amid economic concerns. U.K. house prices rise 3.0% year-on-year in August. South Africa's consumer inflation rises to 3.4% in September. China overtakes U.S. as Germany's top trading partner. UK inflation unexpectedly holds steady in September, CPI at 3.8%. Dollar edges up ahead of CPI, trade news. Yen slips, analysis, hopes for see Trump summit, dampened by tough Beijing moves, rising tension. Analysis, what France and others can learn from Sweden's hard budget lessons. Asian markets retreat as US weighs new trade curbs on China. Singapore core inflation at 0.4% YY in September, higher than expected. Turkish central bankers are teeing up slower rate cuts, investors say after meetings. Morning bid, Beyond Meat's back on the menu. Foreign investors pile into Japan stocks ahead of historic PM vote. South Korea keeps rates on hold, but surprises with nod to further cuts. BOJ likely to raise rates as soon as December, ex-central bank executive says. Crypto firm Zeltox fined record $126 million by Canada regulator. Bitcoin price today, muted near 108K as crypto recovery loses momentum. Avalanche evolves to become Nullshot, a platform where users leverage AI to turn chats into apps. LTN launches as Liechtenstein's sovereign blockchain infrastructure network, securing leverage ahead of market movements. Manual borrowing now live on Bybit unified trading accounts. HTX Ventures releases new report on the rise of tokenized private credit in the RWA ecosystem. EOS falls 10% en route. Bombastic Casino unveils new design and enhanced features. Nika Finance launches a unified app to simplify crypto investing. Mocha Network launches AirShop to reward SK Planet users verified with Air identity. Nokia reports strong revenue growth in Q3, raises outlook. DXC Technology names Anthony Pappas as new chief marketing officer. Tamboran Resources prices public offering of shares at $21 each. Weebit Nano Q1 FY26 slides showcase record revenue growth and re-ram market gains. BCI Minerals Q3 2025 presentation. Marty Salt Project 74% complete on track for 2026. Devonian Health Group to present at Think Equity Conference. Kathy Woods Ark buys Netflix, Robinhood stock. Sells AMTier.